Welcome to the Deep Dive. We dive into compelling sources, books, articles, notes, and pull out the most important bits of knowledge. Think of it as your shortcut to being genuinely clued in, maybe with a few surprises along the way. Today, we're getting into the really unconventional wisdom of Matthew McConaughey, looking specifically at his memoir, Green Lights. We've gone through summaries, key excerpts, pulling out the strongest insights from his life and reflections.
Yeah. And it's quite a journey he lays out.
Definitely. Our mission here is to unpack his unique philosophy. You know, how he talks about transforming life's obstacles, these red lights and yellow lights. He calls them into chances for growth, for moving forward, for authentic living. We're going to explore how he thinks you can actually create your own green lights.
Right. And it's important to say, this isn't your typical celebrity memoir. It's not just a tell-all.
No, not at all.
What makes Green Lights stand out is its honesty and the philosophy behind it. It really comes across as a practical guide for anyone feeling a bit stuck or maybe searching for more meaning or just trying to figure out how to navigate, life's unpredictability.
Yeah.
It's about learning to really engage with what's happening, you know, harness every experience instead of just trying to dodge the tough stuff.
That sounds pretty empowering, honestly, especially when things don't go as planned. But let's start at the beginning. This core metaphor, what exactly does he mean by green lights, red lights, and yellow lights? It seems simple, but I get the sense there's more to it.
Exactly. On the surface, it's a straightforward traffic light metaphor for life's signals.
Mm-hmm.
So green lights, the moments things just click, affirmation, permission, easy progress times, you feel like, okay, go, advance, proceed.
Right, when you're in the flow.
Yeah, exactly. Then yellow lights are the cautions, the pauses, moments to slow down, reconsider, maybe an opportunity's there. But it needs careful thought, maybe a different angle. And red lights. Those are the definite stops, the halts. Life saying, no, not now, wait. These are the direct obstacles, the closed doors, you know, the rejection.
Makes sense.
But here's the core idea, the really transformative part. McConaughey argues the real wisdom isn't just seeing these lights. It's understanding that yellow and red lights aren't just things to get through.
Right.
With the right perspective and taking responsibility, he says these tough experiences can actually become future green lights. It's about finding satisfaction, not by trying to have a life without problems, but by fully engaging with reality and learning from everything, even the hard stuff.
Okay, so it's about shifting perspective, moving away from feeling like a victim of circumstances to actively sort of paving your own way forward. That's a powerful idea.
It really is.
But, you know, it sounds good in theory. Isn't it tough, though, to really see a red light as an opportunity when you're right in the middle of something difficult, like real struggle or disappointment? Does he give any tips for making that mental switch in the moment? Besides just reflecting later, how do you get past that initial, ugh, why me feeling?
That's a really good question. And I think he'd say the reflection is the tool, but it's not passive reflection. It's almost aggressive. It's not just complaining about what happened. It's immediately asking, okay, what is this red light forcing me to do or see that I wouldn't have otherwise?
Ah, okay. Active recalibration.
Exactly. He really emphasizes taking responsibility for your reaction no matter what happens. He suggests the green light isn't just something you wait for. It's something you actively build by how you respond to the reds and yellows.
So you become the architect of what's next, not just a passenger waiting for the lights to change.
Precisely. You're creating the conditions for the next green light.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so before we dive even deeper into the philosophy, maybe we should talk about the man himself. Because the McConaughey people know from, say, Dallas Buyers Club or even his rom-com days, that's just part of the story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Our sources really hammer home that this book isn't typical celeb stuff. It comes from decades of him just reflecting. So who is this guy, this practitioner, not a theorist, as he puts it? What gives him the authority here?
Well, that's the key distinction, right? His authority isn't just based on being famous.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lights is pulled from, get this, 35 years of his personal journals, notes, poems.
Wow. 35 years.
Yeah, an incredible personal archive. He calls himself a practitioner, not a theorist, meaning he's actually lived this stuff, tested these ideas himself, constantly writing it down, analyzing.
So he's field tested his own advice.
Exactly. That dedication to self-study, plus his really unconventional life path and how he deliberately reinvented his career.
Mm.
It gives him this unique credibility as a kind of life philosopher. He's not just talking theory. He's walked some pretty interesting, sometimes difficult paths.
And those early years, they seem crucial, especially this idea of outlaw logic. Can you tell us a bit about that? his upbringing.
Sure. Born in Texas, 1969. Grew up in what sounds like a pretty chaotic but also really loving family.
Mm-hmm.
His parents, Jim and Kay McConaughey. Lots of passion, big arguments, but deep affection too.
Sounds intense.
Definitely. And that environment fostered what he calls outlaw logic. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, breaking actual laws. It's more about questioning the standard rules, the societal expectations, and finding your own way based on an internal compass, not just what everyone else is doing.
Sort of forging your own moral code?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It taught him to question things and prioritize being authentic, like his parents' relationship. They divorced twice, married each other three times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about living outside the box. It showed him conflict and love could coexist.
Right.
And that being fiercely real, even if it caused friction, was better than just, you know, fitting in smoothly.
And there's that story about his father's death.
Right. A really striking anecdote. His dad, Jim, apparently died exactly how he predicted he would during a moment of passion with his wife. For McConaughey, that just hammered home this idea of living absolutely fully on your own terms, leaving no regrets.
It's fascinating. And even before Hollywood, he hit a major red light, didn't he, that year in Australia after high school. Tell us about that, because it sounds like it wasn't exactly glamorous.
Oh, far from it. It sounds like a period of intense loneliness, feeling like a total outsider culturally.
Okay.
He lived with a really strict host family,
yeah.
Worked odd jobs, even describes losing his virginity in a pretty awkward way. Definitely not the movie star origin story you might imagine.
Right.
But that whole red light experience, it was crucial. It forced him into deep introspection, taught him self-reliance and the value, the necessity of solitude. It was there, totally disconnected from everything familiar, that he really started his intense journaling.
That's where it began.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like Dear Diary. It was about actively trying to find his frequency, as he puts it, to figure out his own authentic self, away from all the outside noise. It really laid the foundation for everything else.
So from that deep dive into himself, he goes to film school in Texas and then comes dazed and confused.
Yeah.
And that, all right. Seems like suddenly it was all green lights, straight into Hollywood.
It looked that way, absolutely. Running downhill, wind at his back, moved to Hollywood, became the go-to guy for romantic comedies, catching green lights left and right, making millions, getting famous. You know, the charming, often shirtless lead.
The dream for many.
Right. But here's the twist. That path, which looked so perfect on the outside, actually led him to this existential crisis. He felt he was becoming a sort of caricature, a brand, totally unfulfilled despite the success. He was chasing what society tells you is success, but it felt hollow to him.
It's really interesting that someone at what many see as the peak could feel that way, like a yellow light warning.
Mm-hmm.
What specifically made him start questioning it? And what was the biggest step he took to change things? Did he acknowledge how tough that kind of move is for most people?
Yeah, great point. He basically hit a wall where the fame and money felt like they were trapping him, moving him away from who he really was. He knew something had to give. So the radical step, his conscious choice to unbrand. Yeah, to essentially shed that public image, that career niche that wasn't him anymore, even though it meant huge financial and career risks. He fired his agent, moved out of Hollywood, and for almost 2 years, he just said no.
No to the rom-coms.
To every big money rom-com script, he walked away from millions. It was this massive self-imposed red light, a period of total uncertainty.
Wow.
And yeah, he does acknowledge the privilege he had to even make that choice, but he frames it as risking that privilege for authenticity. He didn't just wait for things to change. He actively created that red light to force a shift. And during that time off, he wasn't just sitting around. He traveled.
Right, the spiritual wanderings.
Exactly. Solo trip to the Amazon, confronting his ego, pilgrimage to Mali, learning humility, time in a monastery, stripping away the unnecessary stuff. These weren't vacations. They genuinely changed him as a person and as an actor.
And the result of taking that massive risk, that self-imposed red light, that was the McConaissance.
Precisely. When he decided he was ready to come back, the industry saw him completely differently. That deliberate red light turned into his biggest green light. It led to that incredible run. The Lincoln Lawyer, Magic Mike, Dallas Buyers Club, winning the Oscar True Detective.
An amazing transformation.
It really proved his point, didn't it? Sometimes you have to slam on the brakes yourself to find your true direction. It showed that authenticity, really aligning what you do with who you are, can lead to much bigger rewards than just chasing fame or money.
And it wasn't just his career that found these powerful green lights, right? His personal life took a major turn, too. He talks about that quite deeply.
Oh, absolutely. meeting his wife, Camila Alves, he describes that as a huge personal green light. It was the moment, he says, he went from being this sort of wandering, solitary guy to being a committed husband and father, finding this profound sense of purpose, stability.
Finding anchor.
Exactly. He talks about being the verb in his own story, actively creating the life and family he wanted. It felt like a real alignment, his internal compass matching his external reality. Kind of the culmination of all that self-reflection and unbranding, it really backs up his idea of living your values now in real time.
Matthew's journey, it's incredible. From rom-com king to Oscar winner, and it clearly wasn't luck. It was built on some really strong philosophical ideas. Let's try and distill those. What are the big takeaways from his life and green lights?
Yeah, the sources point to several core beliefs that really stand out, and they all kind of weave together.
Okay.
First, there's personal responsibility and agency. He really pushes this idea that we are the authors of our stories, not just characters reacting. It's about owning your choices, your reactions. That empowers you to change things, rather than feeling like, you know, life just happens to you. His whole career change screams this.
Right, taking the wheel.
Exactly. Then there's authenticity as the foundation of success. Real success, for him, comes when what you do on the outside matches who you are on the inside. His career only truly took off, critically speaking, when he started picking roles that felt true to him, not just the ones that paid well or fit the old image.
Makes sense. What else?
Next, and this is huge, the transformative power of perspective. How you interpret stuff determines its impact. A setback isn't inherently bad. It can be a roadblock or it can be an opportunity. It all depends on how you frame it. He's constantly challenging us to find the green light inside the red light.
Seeing the lesson and the difficulty.
Precisely. And that connects to the necessity of solitude and self-reflection. You have to step away from the noise sometimes.
Mm.
Disconnect. That's essential to actually hear your own voice, figure out what you really want. He did this intensely in Australia and kept doing it with his journaling.
Mm-hmm. Need that quiet space.
Definitely. He also really champions embracing risk and discomfort. Growth doesn't happen in the comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
He shows that you have to venture out, take calculated risks. His biggest breakthroughs always came when he deliberately did something uncomfortable or uncertain.
Like turning down those scripts.
Exactly. And finally, there's this idea of integration of opposites. Life's richness, he suggests, comes from holding paradoxes like you need discipline and freedom, confidence and humility, planning and spontaneity. It's not about picking one. It's about finding that balance where they work together.
That's a really nuanced view. Okay, there's one phrase that really stands out. You hear it everywhere now. Just keep living. What's the story behind that? It sounds simple, but knowing him, there's probably more to it.
Yeah, J.K. Livin, as he often abbreviates it. That actually came about right after his father died, suddenly, unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It became his personal mantra for just putting one foot in front of the other, moving forward through that intense grief, through adversity. It's probably the simplest, but maybe the most profound message he offers. Whatever happens, good, bad, ugly, the main thing is to keep engaging with life. Keep moving. Keep growing. Just live.
Wow.
It's about perseverance, really. Committing to showing up even when it's incredibly hard. Trusting there's a way forward, even if you can't see it yet.
That's powerful. He's also got some really quotable lines that capture his philosophy so well. Which ones really stand out for you as summing up green lights?
Oh, there are tons, but a few really nail it. One that captures that idea of obstacles being part of the path is, the art of living is not avoiding the bumps. It's about taking the bumps and understanding that they're taking you where you need to go.
Yeah, I like that. The bumps are the way.
Exactly. And another one about how the lights work together. The red light needs the green light for us to go, and the green light needs the red light for us to know when to stop. They are interdependent. They are relative. It gets rid of that simple good versus bad thinking. They all have a purpose.
Non-dualistic.
Right. Then there's his explanation for the career change, the unbranding. Unbranding is a conscious choice to become less impressed and more involved. Less impressed with the who and more involved with the why. Less impressed with the result and more involved with the process. That's basically his mission statement for authenticity over image.
Focus on the why and the how, not just the what.
You got it. And one more about disappointment, which everyone faces. A denied expectation is a spiritual flat tire, a letdown, but is also a gift of perspective, a gift of a new measure, a gift of a new reference point. It's a brilliant way to reframe feeling let down into something useful.
Turn the flat tire into a chance to check the map, maybe?
Exactly. A chance to recalibrate.
Okay, this is all fascinating stuff, but it's not just about McConaughey's story. It feels packed with lessons for us. How can we, you know, the listeners, actually apply this green lights thinking in our own lives? Take it from anecdote to action.
Great question. And yeah, there are definitely some practical things you could do inspired by his approach.
Okay, lay them on us.
First, start a journal, but strategically.
Mm-hmm.
McConaughey didn't just write down what happened. He specifically tracked his red lights to figure out how they might turn into green lights later. He was like building his own personal algorithm for navigating life, finding his frequency. So how can you use journaling not just to vent, but to actually spot patterns and plot your course?
Interesting. Journaling as data collection for life.
Kind of. Second, reframe setbacks as redirections. When you hit a red light, job loss, rejection, whatever, don't just get stuck in frustration. Ask, okay, how is this no actually redirecting me? Maybe towards something more authentic, even if it hurts right now. What new perspective is this forcing me to see? That turns you from victim to architect of the next move.
Seeing the detour as potentially the better route.
Could be. Third, practice strategic unbranding. Have the guts to say no to things, opportunities, expectations, whatever, that look good on paper but don't actually align with you. Prioritize your inner compass over what other people think or short-term wins. What masks or roles do you need to shed to be more real?
That takes courage.
It does. Fourth, schedule solitude. Seriously, put it in your calendar. Intentionally disconnect from the noise, phone off, emails closed. Go for a walk, sit quietly, maybe a solo weekend. You need that space to hear your own voice. Figure out what you truly want away from everyone else's demands.
Tune out to tune in.
Exactly. Fifth, develop your outlaw logic. Take a hard look at the rules you live by. Career rules, relationship rules, personal rules. Are they actually serving you? Or are you just following a script someone else wrote? Challenge the norms that don't feel right. Live by your code.
Question everything.
Within reason. And finally, live your legacy. Now be the verb. Don't wait until retirement or some future milestone to be the person you want to be. Or live by your values. Identify what truly matters. Family, creativity, integrity, whatever. And make choices today that reflect that. Be active in creating the life you want right now.
Wow. That's a lot of actionable stuff. It feels like Green Lights really offers this this paradigm shift. Life isn't a battle you win or lose. It's more like a dance with reality, right? Where every step, even the missteps or pauses, has meaning.
Beautifully put, yeah.
And the big takeaway seems to be that authenticity is your best guide, but it requires both discipline, reflecting, saying no, and also surrender, like going with it when a real green light shows up.
That's the balance.
Right.
Discipline and surrender.
So McConaughey deliberately created a huge red light in his own career, hitting pause to find a more authentic path, and it totally changed everything for him for the better. Maybe the provocative thought for everyone listening is this: what red light might you need to consciously create in your own life right now?
Hmm.
You know, a deliberate pause, a firm no to something, maybe a strategic step back. Ultimately, give yourself a green light for a more fulfilling, more authentic future. Something to really think about.
Definitely something to mull over.
Well, thank you for taking this deep dive with us today. We really hope you found some valuable green lights, or maybe just some useful yellow lights for your own journey forward.